A reading from the Gospel according to Matthew. On that day, Jesus went out of the house and sat down by the sea. Such large crowds gathered around him that he got into a boat and sat down, and the whole crowd stood along the shore. And he spoke to them at length in parables, saying, A sower went out to sow, and as he sowed, some seed fell on the path, and birds came and ate it up. Some fell on rocky ground where it had little soil. It sprang up at once because the soil was not deep, and when the sun rose, it was scorched and it withered for lack of roots. Some seed fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it. But some seed fell on rich soil and produced fruit 100 or 60 or 30-fold. Whoever has ears ought to hear. The Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Have you ever eaten a ripe tomato, still warm from the sun, picked right off the vine? There is a sweet taste, quite unlike any other fruit. The succulence explodes, and juice runs down your chin through your fingers and gets into your soul. Thus it is with fruits, whether they be 100, 60, or 30-fold. And that is just one tomato, one fruit. But what has to happen for fruit, be it 1, 30, 100? What must it be for fruit to ripen? The plant has to be nurtured, given just the right amount of sun and water. It must be planted in good soil, weeded as it grows, and giving it room for its roots to go deeper. Even the pruning allows the roots to go deeper. The weekend gardener knows that even the suckers have to be nipped in the bud if your plant is to be as fruitfully abundant as it can be. And yet, even with all of these in place, one plant may yield 30, another 60, and one may even have only one or two fruits. It is not about how much fruit we produce. It is about simply having fruit. The amount isn't important, only the fruit itself. In this parable today, Jesus does not stop at the seed fell on rich soil and grew into a great plant. No. He tells us that the seed fell into rich soil and grows, bearing fruit. Fruit feeds and nourishes others. If it was just about hearing the Word of God and developing a personal relationship with God, then there would be no need to complete the thought with, and produced fruit 100 or 60 or 30-fold. Perhaps this is the part of the parable our ears most need to hear. Am I bearing fruit? Do others actually benefit from being around me? Are my laughter, understanding, kindness, and forgiveness like biting into a tomato, warm from the sun, with its juices running into the soul of another? Whoever has ears ought to hear. Whoever has ears ought to hear that our faith has to consist of more than Jesus being our personal Savior. Faith has to be more than a Jesus in me spirituality. When our lives are rooted in Jesus, when our rootedness actually results with God as the center of our lives, our hearts expand. Our thoughts become inclusive, and graced behavior becomes automatic. When God becomes our center, when God is both the rich soil, the sun, and the lifeblood of the plant, the fruit arrives without our doing anything at all. And we can trust that when our lives are rooted in God, when God is our all, we do not have to worry about the amount of fruit, only that indeed our lives bear fruit, ripe fruit, warm from the sun, succulent, healing fruit, nourishing, sustaining fruit. Fruit rooted in God's goodness. Our understanding, our kindness, our forgiveness becomes effusive. Our humility is real. And in the truth of this fruit, others are nourished and sustained. Others become the plant and the seed, bearing fruit for others. We can trust that when our lives are rooted in God, our lives bear fruit. Whoever has ears to hear ought to hear.